Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, you're eating freeze-dried things.
Listen, okay, before we started this, I said we're in the freeze-dried candy phrase phase, so I'm eating freeze-dried Skittles, and they're so cool. Can you hear that?
Is this... Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely horrible. You cannot do that. You cannot. You have to cease and desist right now.
Just in the beginning.
You cannot eat the... Yeah,
I have
you
four
can't
left.
Eat those on the podcast. That's a turnoff to our listeners, I promise you. Yeah, don't eat any more.
Okay.
Don't even eat four.
Here, but we, you know what we didn't say? This is the first time ever we're recording in two different places.
I know.
First of all, if this is your first time listening and this sounds a little strange, or if you've been listening for a long time and you're like, this does not sound normal, it's because we're not doing the normal thing right now.
Yes, we're not doing the normal thing. I am in Hilton Head. You are in your cute little studio in Worcester.
That's right.
Have set up pillows around me and did all kinds of different things to try to make my sound better. And we are doing this like in different locations. And it's kind of fun, Matt. It's just kind of fun. I'm not going to lie.
It's a little scary for me, but that's fine. It snowed today and it probably did not snow where you are.
No.
I know. Isn't that horrible?
The sky was blue. The sun was shining and we were on our bikes today.
Oh,
it was amazing.
That sounds glorious. Well, I'm sure you have a plethora of good days to share with us. So can you tell us your good day?
Well, you just asked me, what's Daryl doing? Because, you know, what's Daryl doing while I'm doing this? Like, that's the question.
Honestly, I think in general, with people in our podcast family, people in your Instagram community, a very common question is, what's Daryl doing? Listen, back up off. Because mama don't play.
No,
mama,
she don't.
Do not play.
No, she don't. Daryl is currently out on the porch reading and smoking a cigar.
That sounds like vacation. That sounds like vacation.
He's having a great time.
So what have you guys been up to in Hilton Head?
Well, we had friends come, which that was so fun. We had a guy that Daryl has worked with for years. He came with his family, Mike and Elsie, and their two daughters. And we had a ball. We had so much fun, went to the beach. Yesterday, you know, there are lots of good days, but specifically yesterday was a wonderful day. We went to the beach with everyone. So Daryl and Mike came along. We borrowed our friend's bocce ball and we played bocce ball. Well, when I say we, I use that term loosely. Daryl. The two girls played Daryl and Mike and his two daughters played bocce ball, and Elsie and I lounged in the sun with our oil and our sunglasses and just enjoyed the sun. When you're from Ohio, Matt, like, you have a whole different like approach and feeling for the sun in the winter. Like, we were
the sun.
And then after that, our friends took us on a boat ride. And that's always one of my favorite things to do because it was just so gorgeous. And there's just something about being on a boat that's just fabulous. Matt, where did you go? You are not here anymore. Something has happened. Something has happened to Matt. He's gone. So that was my good day. We went on a boat ride. And then after the boat ride, we went to a lovely dinner together. And, you know, it could seem just like an average, ordinary day to some, but it was extraordinary to me. I absolutely loved it. Now I think Matt is coming back. This is what we're going to learn. We're going to learn things when we do this.
I'm here.
You're here. I just kept right on going, Matt. Right on talking.
And I don't know if it's going to work.
I'm going to tell you my good day. Then you were gone.
Before we jump into our topic. Okay. So here's my good day. My friend Grant, I talked about him a while ago. He and his wife and their two kids came over for brunch First of all, let me tell you how easy brunch is with kids, because it's like eggs, bacon, toast, fruit. And I actually did get a quiche from a grocery store in town because I didn't want to make everything. Anyway, they came over for breakfast. We made a bunch of coffee for everybody, and we actually just sat and talked for 3 hours. They left at noon, and our kids played together. It was just so great. And honestly, I don't know if Grant's met all my kids. It's just been a long time that our whole families have been together. And so it was so fun. Yes, and my kids are at an age. So I have a 10-year-old, 7, and almost 4-year-old. And the kids are so good at hosting other kids. They took him outside. They took his 3-year-old outside and played in the backyard. They took him downstairs and they played Mario Kart for a little bit. And they just kept him a little entertained while the adults got to talk.
You know, let's be honest. Your children are good at entertaining grandmas. They're good at entertaining me. I'm 55. Oh. 55? I don't have a bell. You have a bell. You have to ring the bell, Matt. Ding, 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 ding. I'm 55. And
they do great.
Your kids are good with all ages. They're just good little kids. Yeah, they're great.
They do.
And they do love new kids.
They
do.
They love it.
They do love new faces. They do. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so Grant has something to do with our topic today because this is something you all talked about. And then when we started talking about it, we were like, okay, this is going to resonate with so many people. But before we say too much, Matt, we are going to preface this by saying that we're going to mention the time of COVID.
Boo.
And, you know, we are full. We are fully aware that there are people that had serious complications with COVID, had deaths in their family with COVID. COVID was awful in so many ways.
No.
So we don't want to underscore that. We don't want to shadow that. We want to say right up front, we know that COVID was so hard on so many families, and that's grievous. We hate that about COVID. However, now you tell us the rest.
So we were talking about all that stuff. And you know what? Of course, COVID brought horrible things. There were so much sadness. But one thing we were talking about was, you know, leading up to us having a baby and for him and his wife, we were talking about just how much time we were able to spend together and how great it was to not have a lot of expectations on our family. How great it was to be able to just stay home and people just didn't, there wasn't a lot going on. And how simple and good and rich that time felt, you know.
I also feel, Matt, that during that time there were people that I felt as a whole people were also sensitive to one another. Now, obviously, it got a little crazy. The vaccine made people like just that part got crazy, but. When I would go to the grocery store, people were so kind. I remember one time I was here in Hilton Head because during lockdown, we were living at that time in a loft, you know, where we had limited access to being outside. And I said to Daryl, if Governor DeWine locks down Ohio, I'm going to be packed up and ready to pull out of here and go to Hilton Head, because in Hilton Head we can go on our bike, you know, we can be outside. And so that's what we did. And when I came and went to the grocery store, you know, and now looking back, it's so hard to even think about the fact everybody was masked, you know, there was masks.
Yeah.
I was at Publix here locally and somebody was in line in front of me and was having such a hard time. It was an older gentleman and such a hard time with his credit card, such a hard time paying. And he was getting all nervous and agitated and upset. And a gentleman behind me who was probably 30. He said, you know what, sir, just let me get your groceries. And he just walked up and put his card in and bought the man's groceries. And by the time I was to the car, I was crying because I was like, you know, sometimes these scenarios and these situations and these hardships bring out the best in people. They also bring out the worst in people.
Absolutely.
But they also bring out the good in humanity. And totally. I feel like there was a lot of, well, I mean, there were people buying pets that had always wanted to buy a pet, that bought a pet during COVID, bought a dog during COVID. There were people, there were local furniture places. Berwyn Gardens was one of them, who their production quadrupled in producing furniture for the porch because people were sitting on their mm-hmm. porches. So there was a lot of good that came from it. And then as a result of it, we all, you know, had different things that we adapted in our life, like saying no,
right.
And that have really become part of our MO now.
Totally. And I think that was a big, we were talking about how that is something we enjoyed. And we really have got, Mallory and I have truly worked on saying no. You know, during COVID, it was easy to say no to all the extra stuff because things weren't going on.
Right. Right.
And you kind of, you know, no matter how you felt about COVID, I think everyone was a little hesitant or curious about what was happening. And so for us, it was really easy to say no to a lot of stuff. And then we mm-hmm. thought, hey, we kind of like this. Like mm-hmm. we kind of like being home mm-hmm. on weeknights with our kids. Mm-hmm. Hey, we kind of like not running around ragged. We enjoy going on walks with our family. We enjoy watching movies with the kids. We enjoy early bedtimes where we all read books together and those kind
right.
of things.
Right.
And so I think for us, we were talking about, Grant and I this weekend, we're talking about how important it is to say no. And how, especially in every season of life, there might be different reasons why you say no. And there might be different circumstances around it. But how getting better at saying no actually paves the way for other things in life.
That's so good.
So here's what I think. When we start saying no to people, to all the other stuff in life, I think we start pulling out all the things that we don't really want to do that we feel like we have to do. Mm. And we start doing the things we really want to do that are pursuing us to either be a better person, maybe a better parent, a better spouse. Because I think sometimes we often get bogged down with things that we feel like we have to do out of obligation or guilt, instead of doing things that really bring us life and that we really want to invest in purposefully.
Yeah.
That's you know good. What I mean?
Yes, that's good. I did some research too, Matt. You know,
this is fun.
I know. And a couple things that I discovered that I'm like, oh, that is so true. And that is so good. Is that when we say no, it just organically allows us to value ourselves more. Hmm. We put ourselves at more of a priority when we say no to the things that we like, you know, when someone asks you to do something and like kind of instinctively, your instinct is like, oh, I probably should say no to this. Oh, yeah. I don't really want to do this. And one piece that I read pointed out, and I love this, is that we know our limitations mm-hmm. better than anyone.
Like, right.
We know what our limitations are. And right. if someone asks us something and inside you're like, I probably shouldn't do that. I've got stuff with my family. I've got already got a full plate. And what it does when we say no, we're placing value on something else.
Absolutely.
Often it's our family. Often right. it's our home. And it's such a great habit to get in because when we say yes to everything, we are saying at the same time no to a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, I remember, and I know you can relate to this on a really significant way, is I remember when I was a young parent, I remember asking my mom, what are some things that looking back, you think, oh, maybe I would have done that a little differently. Mm-hmm. And she only had two things that she wanted to share with me at that time. The first one is, she's like, I wish we prioritized moving more, like mm-hmm. physical activity. You know, our family was very involved with lots of other things. And truthfully, physical activity, even like walking or hiking or anything like that, my mom loved that, But as a family, we didn't do that a lot. And the second thing she said that I thought was really interesting is she said, I feel like we spent a lot of time at church. That we spent a lot of time on Sunday mornings, Sunday afternoons, Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, doing things for the church or for other people or truthfully for God. Mm-hmm. And sometimes at the sacrifice of family time. Mm. And so, of course, there's a balance there.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
But when you say yes to stuff, you're exactly right. You're saying no to other things.
Right. And also, I think sometimes we say yes to things because we want to please the people that are involved. So saying no will also help those who tend to be people pleasers break the habit of saying yes because they are people pleasers. So you start breaking some possibly unhealthy habits by starting to say no.
Absolutely.
One thing I've started doing, and maybe this did come during the COVID era. I don't know. It could come because I'm 55. Go ahead, ring the bell. I forgot to bring a bell to Hilton Head. Is that I have started saying, I'll get back with you. Let me think about this. Because sometimes over the years, my knee-jerk reaction has been just to say yes. Mm-hmm. Like, and not even get all the details and say yes. So
then you get yourself in a pickle.
Now what I do is I say, if you could text me or email me the details or DM me the details, the date and all the details, and I'd like some time to think about this. It gives me space to really think about, because here's the thing. Sometimes we have a vision of the way something's going to be when we say yes. But then the actual walking out reality of when we do that thing is very different. So just recently I was asked to speak to a senior class at the end of the year. And I did. I said, I want to think about this. And I probably thought about it a little too long, but I did end up saying yes.
Yeah.
But what it allowed is for me to visualize, okay, how's this going to look? Mm-hmm. What am I going to wear? What do I really want to say? I can visualize myself standing up in front of a group of seniors and I can be intentional about the yes or the no, because sometimes we just make a quick decision to say yes when we really haven't thought about all the things involved.
Absolutely. And just think about this too, that with your specific situation is if you had said yes to other things hastily, you actually wouldn't have margin in your life to do that thing. So sometimes we say yes really quickly, and then our calendar gets full of things we don't really want to do. And then when the opportunity comes along that we're like, mm-hmm. oh, we really do want to mm-hmm. do that, mm-hmm. we mm-hmm. don't have time for it.
Mm-hmm. And this doesn't have to be like service oriented things. It doesn't have to be like, will you bring cookies to the bake sale or will you serve at church and in Sunday school? It doesn't have to be those things. It can be decisions of yes and no to how you want to live. We were talking about this earlier that, you know, I said to you when we were talking about what to say yes to and what to say no to, we made a conscious decision when we moved to the farmhouse to renovate and live in a smaller space because we wanted to be able to say yes to things like coming to Hilton Head for the month of March. If we would have chose a bigger home with a mortgage payment, you know, and been tied down more financially, we wouldn't have been able to do this. So mm-hmm. we made the choice to say no to a bigger home so that we could say yes to coming and doing things like we're doing this month.
I love that. Okay, here's, I put together a little bit of a guide for how to know when we should say no.
Okay.
Because I think sometimes we don't know when we should say no, because there's a lot of good things.
Yeah.
But here's what I think. Here's my four questions you should ask yourself if it's something you really should or shouldn't do. Here's the first one.
Good. Okay.
If it makes you feel uncomfortable, this is a no-brainer. This one's an easy one.
Wait, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, you should say no?
Right.
Yeah, but what if the discomfort is just because you're a little bit afraid and maybe you need to be brave and say yes?
That's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like, let's say there's a group of people at work that you know that are like, oh, we want to, we let's hang out. And every time you've hung out with them, it doesn't feel good.
Okay. Like come to the bar like, with us, like come hang out with us, come party with us, come exactly. out with us. And you're like, that's probably going to make me uncomfortable. The answer is no. Okay. Yeah.
If it makes you uncomfortable, just say no.
Or even a date is a good example of that. Yes, like if you're like, if I'm going to be uncomfortable.
There's someone that's asking you out that you don't even like having a normal conversation with, do not go on a date with them. Don't feel that bad.
If you're uncomfortable, so but not in a healthy way. Here's another one.
If it crosses one of your personal boundaries. So if it crosses a boundary with you where you're like, that's just not something I'm supportive of. That's not something I'm into. That's not something, you know, if somebody, again, I don't know why I'm thinking of these examples, but let's say there's a group of people that eat lunch together and you know that they gossip, you know,
and you
have purposed in your heart, I don't want to be associated with that. I don't want to spend my lunchtime gossiping about other people. If it crosses some personal boundaries for you, don't do it. Don't feel up. Okay. Here's the third one. And I think the last two are harder for us, truthfully. Here's number three. If you feel obligated to do it, I think we get ourselves in a lot of trouble when we feel the pressure, the obligation to, and sometimes it's the
people pleasing.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we do that to ourselves and sometimes people do it to us. Go ahead. I think if you feel obligated to do something, it's actually probably a sign that you shouldn't do it. So if you have that dread of like, oh, I should do this. Oh, I really don't want to do it, but I feel pressure to do it. Or, you know, I think sometimes Instagram can become part of the comparison trap or the other parents at school or the other parents on the sports team that they're like, well, this family did that. And, you know, all that stuff. If you feel pressure or obligated to do it, do not do it. And here's my last one. When you have no margin left, don't add another thing to your plate.
I mean, I think you and I both, because of our level of involvement with church in the past, have seen that in church world a lot.
Totally.
These folks should really just be home having chicken salad sandwiches around the table with their family, and they should not be here serving. And I think that's when it can get delicate, is when it is for good things, whether that's serving at your local Salvation Army or a soup kitchen,
your kid's
a thrift store. I mean, it's all good things, but good doesn't mean that it's best for your life or for your family.
Absolutely. Here's something I wrote down is sometimes you have to scale back to survive. And only then can you begin to thrive. I think we're, when our schedules and we say yes to everything and we're so busy with all the things, some that we don't even want to do, we are just surviving and going through the doldrums of a busy calendar. And listen, you said there's no awards for doing, making brunch for everybody. There are no awards for full calendars. And I think somebody along the way told us that there is, because you know what's a badge of honor? Oh, I'm just so busy. I'm just so busy.
And then doing the laundry list of all the things you're doing, and several of them are volunteering. And here's the thing, you know, when it comes to family and it comes to things that make your home better and cozier and a place that your family wants to be, there are things that are important with that.
Totally.
I mean, like, and I would say this is such a little thing, but it does mean something. There was a time in my life that I was so busy running around, just working and running, that my car, my vehicle was an afterthought, whether it was washed or whether it was actually anything done on the inside. I'm in a season in my life now that I actually have some time to say to myself, you know, I'm going to go to the car wash and I'm going to vacuum out my vehicle and I'm going to gather up all the things that are everywhere in the car and just organize it and feel good about it. Where when you're so busy and things like that get pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, mm-hmm. all of a sudden one day you're like, my car looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Well, sometimes mine does.
Yeah, but if you allow for margin, because you said no to volunteering all day on Saturday to do something, you would have time on Saturday to go clean your car if you wanted.
Right. But what if I say no to stuff and I just don't want to do my car?
that was just an example. It could be your car. It could be your bedroom. It could be organizing your bathroom. It could be those little things at home that do matter that often don't get done because you've allowed your life to get so busy because you're saying yes to everything outside your home.
Right. So for us, here's a habit that we have gotten into. When we look at our calendar, there are, you know, we really try to protect our weeknights. And what that means for us and Sunday night, I'll say Sunday night's a pretty relaxing night. That's often when we record the podcast and when we get ready for the week ahead. But for us, when we look at our week, we typically have one night a week where we eat dinner with my mom, she is so kind and generous and she cooks dinner for our family and we all go over one night a week and we spend time with her. And we did make a commitment to a small group at our church. So we do that one night a week. Mm-hmm. And other than that, we have no standing things at this point. So sometimes I have a school board meeting. I'm on the board of nonprofits. Sometimes I have a meeting then sporadically. But other than those small group, my mom, we're home because we really want to create home and a rhythm with our kids. Now, here's right. my caveat to that. I have younger kids, so we're not in sports. Listen, there's mm-hmm, going to come mm-hmm, a day because mm-hmm. I did it to my parents.
Yeah, that you're running around like a taxi cab.
When I was in high school, I had a job. I was in the arts, so I was at practices and all that stuff. And listen, I did it to my parents. So I know there's going to come a season where this isn't the case. And honestly, that has made us even more strict. Because we know that there's going to come a window of time where our kids want to be independent and we want to give them that. Mm-hmm. But for right now, we are intentionally scaling back all of their other commitments so that we create a family rhythm at home first before mm-hmm. they go out. You know, we mm-hmm. did commit this fall. We committed to like a church basketball league for our two boys. It was upwards basketball. And we committed to that for them. And it was like 6 weeks on Saturday mornings. And that was a short-term commitment for us. You know, we had little practices here and there. But for us, even that, we were like, ooh, this is another thing taking us away. But I mm-hmm. know there's going to come a day where those demands and those commitments right. grow. And so for now, we're pretty strict on what we yeah. allow our kids to do.
And I think when the demands and the commitments grow, I think it's super important to take a inventory of what you say yes to outside those things.
Absolutely.
I mean, listen, it's hard. It is hard to say no. It is. I have to say no a lot. And I have to say no a lot in my DMs. I have so many people. I probably a couple times a week, I have people come into my DMs wanting me to promote this or promote that or check this out or, you know, could you come here or could, you know, and I've just gotten better at saying, you know, no, but thank you so much. There's ways you can say no that are gracious and kind.
Listen, I have some of those ready for us because okay. I want to know what's the line.
Do
you
it.
Know, you said something great earlier where you said, let me think about it. Mm-hmm. Can you give me more information and let me think about it? Because I think a key factor there is if you truly don't know if you want to do something, gather your information first before
yes,
you commit.
Yes, yes.
Because you might have just said no to 50 dozen cookies for the church bake sale right. and you don't really know right. what you're getting right. yourself right. into. You know, right. I think for us, this is mine, is, you know, our family's made a commitment to be home and we just mm-hmm. don't have a free night this week.
Yeah,
that's the great. Most honest thing I can say when people ask us for extras.
Well, and if anyone, and let's just add this, if anyone makes you feel bad for that or is passive aggressive about you saying no to something, that is further indication that you needed to say no.
Well, truthfully, that's them pushing up against the boundary that you've just stated.
Right, right.
So then you
right.
go, ooh, wait a second.
Right, right.
You know, here's just a couple of phrases you can use is, if this is true, you can say, I have another commitment. I'm not advocating for lying. I'm not.
Oh gosh, no.
At all.
No.
But if you do have another commitment saying I'm booked,
yeah,
and listen,
oh, totally.
If your other commitment is putting your child to bed, then you're committed to that.
Right.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. There were times where having a child that naps in the afternoon does become convenient because you're like, we really do need to leave so that they can get a nap.
Yeah. And that's true though.
And it's true. Here's the other, another one is, thank you for thinking of me, but I can't do that right now.
Yeah, that's it.
Why?
We don't we don't need to explain. We don't need to go into, oh my gosh, I'm so busy and my family and blah, 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 blah. You can just say right now is a busy season in my life and it's just not going to work out for me right now. But thank you so much for thinking of me.
Right. How about I just don't have the bandwidth right now. I have too much on my plate right now. Mm-hmm. I just can't, or I need to spend more time with my family because maybe that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I don't think I really realized how much I would want to be with my children.
Yes.
I know that might sound really weird, but you know, you're so focused before you get married and have kids. It's all about your friends and it's all about your friends and your friends. Mm-hmm. And then you like, once you have these beautiful, lovely kids in your home, now, mind you, I do love getting away.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I know. Yeah, sure.
But most of the time, coming home and hanging out with my kids is really where I want to be anyway.
So sweet. Yeah.
So I think it's okay to say, you know, our family is just not making a lot of commitments right now. You know, and that's the truth.
Well, we definitely want to encourage you to say yes when you feel like it's a big thumbs up and it's the right thing to do for your life. But we also are definitely encouraging you to have the right and the feel good to say no.
Absolutely. And I guess if I had a part, you know, I love a good parting shot.
I know you do.
I have two parting shots. I think one of them just left my brain. Here's the first one is my first parting shot is this is when you make margin in your time for the things that you really want to do and you create a little bit of extra space, here's what I think. I think things pop up that you really, opportunities, really good things, truly God moments that come up where somebody says, hey, can we go out to coffee? I would really like to talk to you. Or a phone call that you know, you're home and your phone rings and it's an old friend.
Good.
I think when we run so ragged, we don't leave margin for those spontaneous moments that pop up in life.
Yeah, it's good.
And so I guess my first encouragement is that it's, hey, let's not run ourselves so ragged that we don't have space for all the margin fun things or the God moments that come where we're like, oh man, I'm really glad that old friend from college called me and I was home.
That's good.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing. And here's the other thing is, you know, when we scale back our life, it helps us not just survive our life. It truly helps us thrive.
Yeah. So good.
Our hope is that by saying no and scaling back, that it helps us thrive and grow into the places and spaces that we really want to be.
These are good reminders.
Hey, let's talk about food.
Let's talk about food. Let's talk about food.
Are we writing a jingle for this?
Maybe. Listen.
I know I have to say something.
Okay.
We, at the beginning of this episode, we were talking about candy, freeze-dried Skittles. You know who has a great candy section?
Oh, Walnut Creek Cheese and Walnut Creek Foods. They carry amazing candies. I will say I love they have lots of chocolates, like they have mini Reese's cups. They have,
I love those.
They have incredible malted milk balls, which I don't know if you're a fan of.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
I love malted milk balls.
I mean, if you want chalk, that's fine.
They also have incredible gummy items, like peach rings. They have the cherry slices that they only have the cherry slices. It's not the assorted. They just have the cherry slices that are coated with the sugar. They have blow pops. They have bulk blow pops.
You know what I love? We had these at one of our live events where the 3D like gummy candies. They're so cool.
I love those. They're
the
so
shapes,
cool.
They're so cool.
Yes. Yeah. They have great
They have a great candy section.
We love you, Again, Walnut Creek Foods.
We love Walnut Creek Foods, and we say this all the time. If you want to know where you can you can get things shipped to you for sure.
Sure.
But also on Walnut Creek Foods website, they have a store locator so that you can see stores near you that carry their products.
Yeah.
You won't be sorry.
No,
check them out.
You just have to go to walnutcreekfoods.com, walnutcreekcheese.com, but walnutcreekfoods.com is where the locator search engine is. Yep.
Right. Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us. Leanne, thanks for joining me from Hilton Head.
You're welcome.
For this conversation about saying no. Hey, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that
these are good days. This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.